Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
In presidential politics, this week is prime time. 2 days ago, on Super Tuesday, 15 states voted in party primaries. And tonight, during a joint session of the Congress, President Biden will deliver a State of the Union address, painting a pretty picture of his 3 years in office. How fine a job he'll say he's doing, and how fine a job he'll say his Vice President, Kamala Harris, is doing. That praise is contrary to what public opinion polls and talking heads in the media are saying about Kamala Harris, that her time has been not at all a pretty picture, that she is not an articulate or forceful advocate of President Biden policies. Her numbers in the opinion polls, they say, are too low, and in her public speeches and news interviews, too many gaffes. The Kamala Harris critics are saying that she's just another lawyer politician who is not up to the job of vice president. I say I disagree. Kamala Harris is a former criminal prosecutor, an elected attorney general, and United States senator from California, who clearly is up to the job of vice president. Her experience in government and politics include leadership roles worldwide in support of civil rights and equality for women. Earlier this week, she led a memorial march in Selma, Alabama, and in the White House, she met with a member of the War Cabinet of Israel. In my opinion, the Kamala Harris critics are picking on her for no reason other than politics, and it's about time for them to stop it.
I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNRadio.com or download the WGN Radio app.